Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the Coin Scoop again. I do apologize. We are a few minutes late. We were running into some technical difficulties, but I am your host, Ruben.
And Chris Crypto, what's going on, Crypto Crusaders?
Hope everybody's having a swell evening. So, what's going on, Chris? How was your day, brother?
My day was it was good. It was good. I did absolutely nothing, and it was everything I could have wanted to do. So,
That's good. You always need one of those days, you know?
sir. How was your day, Ruben?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. It was actually I wasted a big chunk of my day taking care of some business. I don't want to say taking care of any business, but it definitely was not a productive day for the business, I guess you could say.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, we all have our downtimes,
All right, I do apologize. I'm a bit distracted. I tried to set up the chat on the iPad, but it's not working, so I have to go back to the computer to set it up. I was trying to have it on separate screens, but of course, it's not working as smoothly.
It's
But
okay. It gives us a few extra seconds for any viewers that we have to join in, so it's fine.
very true if they didn't already hang up because we were late, but we're
Nah,
not
nah,
going to get
nah.
hung up on that. But I will say, going back to my non-productive day, I would like to just add that I absolutely hate, now, not all of them, but most of them. And I can say this safely because I was once in the car business for a very, very long time. But
Okay.
car salesmen just definitely don't tickle my pickle the way I want to be tickled. You know what I'm saying? So I basically wasted literally 6 hours of my day today that I could have been 6 hours ahead of my personal life. But you know what? You live and you learn. You know how that goes.
You know what's so funny, and this is like, I know it's completely off topic from what we wanted to talk on about today, but it's funny how, like, the technology of like a blockchain and putting things on a blockchain are kind of revolutionizing and transforming industries, right? So it's so funny that you mentioned that, like, and I'm just like thinking in my head, like, I see future like car dealerships and places that sell cars. Like, I could see things, vehicles being sold on the blockchain.
Yeah, no,
This,
I, and you know what? I can't wait to, I don't want to say I can't wait till that happens. I hate to see people out of work, but
no.
I've always said it even back then when we were in the car business, me and you, as much, and like I said, it's not to all of them. By the way, what's going on, Oz? Chris, Oz said,
What's
have you
up?
streamed before, bro? Haha, how you going, man?
What's going on, brother?
So yeah, and I know you can attest to this because we were in the car business together for quite some time at separate
Okay.
dealerships and at the same dealership. But there will come a time, and I didn't think about this. I did think about this briefly, like you just brought up on, bringing the car sales industry to the blockchain. But back then, I always said, you know what? There's going to be a time when, because of all the scumbaggery that goes on in the
Yeah.
business, and like I said, it's not everybody, but the few good men know, and they can agree with
Okay.
us on this. But there's going to come a time where the internet, which with the internet, it should have happened by now, but since it hasn't, I see it happening with the blockchain, is going to take out that middleman. Is going to take out the
Yeah.
car dealerships, and you're going to be able to deal directly with the actual manufacturers. You know what I mean?
Oh,
And then
yeah.
they're gonna deliver the cars to you, just like Amazon is pretty much doing now with, they're testing out drones. Now, I don't know if you heard about Amazon Key, where they basically, if you join Amazon Key, you get to get a lock, like a electronic lock for your door. And when
It's amazing.
Amazon comes and delivers it, instead of leaving it at your front door and it possibly getting stolen, they just swipe their scanner at the thing, it unlocks your door, they just pop their head in, slide it right in the door and close, and it locks. And along with that car, with that door lock, comes a camera that looks like the Nest Cam that you could have aimed at your door just to make sure, one of these Amazon people don't come in and start stealing things at your house. But there will come a
Well,
time.
it'll most likely be inside the house, though, right? They'll have a camera inside the house also, like
With
both
when
with
you
Alexa
sign up for Amazon Key, they
watching them.
send you that electronic lock for your door with a reader, a scanner reader, and then also comes with that a camera that comes with it, and it's a camera that you set up anywhere in your house. And then they just, when they come to deliver, if no one's home, they just scan their little scanner, the door unlocks, they just pop their arm in, leave it in there, and close the door.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't
Yeah.
like it's crazy, man. It's crazy where all this stuff is going, man. You know, and even
Well,
just
like
like
I was
getting.
saying, there will come a time where they're gonna eventually one day take the middleman being the car dealerships, out,
Yeah.
because everyone gets screwed over. Oz wants to know, what about test driving cars? Still need guys on the floor. Yes, but you can do what
Yep.
Tesla's doing now. I don't know how it's going down in Australia, Oz, because I know different countries have different platforms. But Tesla right now, technically they don't have salespeople. They just have a store in a mall. And you go in there to look at it. It's just a showroom. You're not dealing with any salespeople. You're just dealing with a product specialist that'll just answer questions instead of going through the hard sale. Come on, are you going to buy today? Come on, let me get a credit card. No, I can only give you that price if you buy today. I can only give you that price. So Tesla, you go into their showroom, which is a regular store. You have a few people just standing around hanging out. No high pressured sales. They're not salespeople. They do get a small commission if you do buy, but they are strictly directed not to do any hard selling. And what do? You set an appointment, you go to another facility, go for a test drive, and then you place your order with the car. You come back to the store and place your order. You see, he says same here with Tesla. And it's working with Tesla. Granted, if Teslas were a lot more affordable, it wouldn't surprise me if they took over the industry just for that one feature alone. A lot of people hate walk. That's why, for example, BMW right now. BMW, what did they do? They backed off with the salesman now. What happens when you walk in there? You meet with what they call a BMW genius, which is technically not a salesperson. They just know everything about the BMWs in and out. You walk into BMW, you meet with a product genius. They tell you everything about the car, take you for a test drive, no hard sale whatsoever. And they just started practicing that last year at BMW. And if you're ready to buy, then they sit you down with a salesman. But as of
Yeah.
right now, so now, and why did they, who did they take that motto after? Model after, they took it after. Who else uses geniuses that's not in the car industry? Chris, do you know?
Apple, of course. Yeah, Apple,
Exactly.
of course.
Apple.
Yeah. But listen,
You
it's no.
walk into Apple, the product sells itself. They don't need to
Yeah, and
sell.
listen, it's no secret, right? That at this point, technology is changing. It's morphing. It's transforming industries across the board, right? So look at the car industry, right? So I'm just trying to, and it's funny because I haven't thought about this before, but I'm just trying to come up with this right now on the fly. But let's just picture a car dealership, right? A car manufacturer offering their cars for sale on the blockchain, right? Like, car dealerships are still going to have certain elements that they're going to need, right? When you go into the actual, like Tesla has, right? And they'll have places where you could test drive the cars and all that. But you could literally sit there, and if you like, and instead of sitting there talking to somebody, you could see the cars for what they are, do a test drive, and you could literally just place your order, and everything will be done. Actually, everything will be done behind the scenes, but it'll
Like
be
buying a cell phone.
facilitated on a it'll be
Like
all
buying a
done
cell phone.
on a blockchain.
What do they do
They'll
when
be
you
set
walk
up.
into a cell to buy a cell phone? You go in there, yeah, you do all the initial paperwork right there in the store, but then what do those guys do? They pick up the phone, they call the big office, and in the big office is where they run everything, process everything, make sure you get approved instead of there being a hard sale right there on the floor, you know what I mean?
Well, that's why they're
And
going to
going
have
back to
smart
the
contracts.
going back to the oh yeah, exactly. Going back to the test driving though also. It's going to be a lot cheaper for dealerships to rent out a small space in 20 different buildings all across New York that other dealerships are renting out that small parking space as well. It'll be a lot cheaper than for them to have an actual whole dealership built or rented out or to buy. And then on top of that, pay insurance for all the hundreds of cars on the lot. You know, granted, yeah, you'll still have your used car lots, but let somebody figure out a way, just like now. I mean, I don't want to say the name of the dealership, but one of our old dealerships that we were at, you know what they do now? You
What's that?
could buy your car on the internet and they'll come and deliver to you. You don't even have to step foot into the dealership. It's a high-line car dealership. You sit there, you like the car, they'll bring it to your house. They'll bring it to your house. I'm interested in this car and that car. Okay, they'll have two guys, porters, that they pay 10, 11, 12 bucks an hour. Come, they'll drive it, both cars to your house. You test drive the cars right then and there. And then, boom, if you like it, you place the order. A few days later, the car's sitting in your driveway. You never have to even walk out of your house if you don't want to.
Yeah,
And
this is.
you know how many people are going to go that route? Instead of people going to three, four, five different dealerships, they'll just call the dealerships up. Yeah, I'm interested in this car, that car, that car, that car, that car, that car. And then you have all the guys come to you at your house in one day, an hour apart.
I can see Tesla implementing something like that.
Oh,
And I
yeah,
think they do.
definitely.
I think I heard of something like that, where they're
Definitely.
actually going to have, a car for sale on a blockchain, and it'll be just with a smart contract. Everything will be set up,
I
and it'll
see
just
it.
be handled directly through that instead of you
I
having to
see it.
sit there and go and sign paperwork. If you have, if you have the crypto for it, I mean, I just wonder how that would work. I mean, that's just something we're just going to
Listen,
have
I
to
see
see.
it can happen. It can happen. I personally have been there where I'm sitting there when I was working with some of the guys that I don't want to say any names previously that you know, where they'd come up to me, yo, you mind doing me a favor? You know? Come with me with this car. We'll go to this guy, and we've driven to these gorgeous houses. We drive up to the house, the guys, and they don't even want to step foot in the dealership. They just want to test drive it in the comfort of their own neighborhood, and then they'll just place the order. I see that happening on the blockchain, and if it does happen on the blockchain, I see car sales going to a completely different extreme.
Yeah, well, cars will be cheaper, right? So they'll be more available to people, obviously at a reduced rate because the sticker price to most of these cars, right? All the tag, all the price increases that are tagged on along the way until it's sitting on the showroom floor. So you just eliminate all that you eliminate that because it's going to be directly from the manufacturer to whoever's purchasing it over the blockchain with a smart contract. So it's going to be reduced. It's going to be a reduced price. It's just going to be more appealing.
And you know
It's
what?
going to happen, but I'm
For the
telling you,
amount of money.
I say in the early 2020s, right? We're going to be in 2018. I say by 2022, 2023, we're really going to start seeing things like it's really going to start coming out. It's really going to start
You
coming
remember what the
across the board.
European delivery was, right?
No.
All right. I don't think you were. I mean, you were around at this time, but I don't think you were involved in any European deliveries. It was when somebody came in and they decided, listen, I want to go to Germany to go pick up the car. I want to, go to the actual company, the manufacturing warehouse. I want to see the car, test drive it there, blah, blah, blah. And the company, the manufacturer, whether it was Mercedes, BMW, they would pay for the ticket because that customer was buying the car. They would pay for their ticket to go to Germany. They'd stay in a hotel, put them up in a hotel. It would only be a few days, but you got to experience Germany, go to the warehouse, see them actually build your car, put it the last pieces together, see how they built your car with other cars. You test drive it on the track, and then they fly you back. And you know your car is on its way back to the US. For the amount of money that they pay for shipping to the US, the amount of money that they pay the dealerships to sell the cars, the amount of money and spiffs that they pay,
Listen,
these manufacturers
I have
would
an
just do
idea.
European deliveries all day, and
Listen,
people would rather that.
listen, I just.
People would rather buy a car and go on a free vacation to go get their car for a few days and come back and get
Listen,
the
I
car for
just had a
cheaper on top of it.
brainchild. I just had a brainchild. Okay? Why don't we propose an idea, or whoever's watching this right now, propose an idea to Tesla, to Elon Musk, okay? Create the first car that's powered by the blockchain, okay? Now, I don't mean just the facilitation of the sale, right? On the blockchain. I'm talking about a car which is whose engine, right? Whose engine is actually whose car the engine is actually on the blockchain. So it's like a it can be it's crazy, but it could be used almost as if it's mining. So every time the car's engine is turned on, it gets connected to the blockchain, and it starts its mining process from the time it turns on to all the miles that it rakes in, and it's connected to your wallet. So you get paid to drive your car, and it mines tokens for you, the Tesla token.
The car's paying
Tesla.
itself. The car's
The
paying itself at that point.
car pays for itself. The car pays for its fuel. It pays for its maintenance. It pays for you. It gives you money just by you turning the car on and driving it. You know, the engine is mining itself. That's
I like that. I
believe it or
like that.
not, that's where things are going, man. You look at the IoT, like the Internet of Things, and Ethereum is like, that's why Ethereum is so like revolutionary, because it can have those types of things. Like, if you think in the grand scheme of things, it can actually implement those types of, as crazy as it sounds, but that's going to be the future. That's going to be the future. Everything is going to be powered by the Internet of Things, you know? And most everything is going to be on a blockchain. Anything that's tied to the real world, that has real world asset, is going to have a digital token tied to it. And it's going to be sick. It's going to be insane. I sound like a lunatic, but it's, trust me, people. Believe me.
Hey,
Believe me.
listen, I believe it could happen. You know what I mean? With just the
Oh,
right
yeah.
research, it definitely could happen, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
It's
let's get
definitely
back
going
to
to
the
happen.
subject at hand. Even though we kind of went off topic with cars, we still kind of stood on topic with the whole blockchain and the possibility of selling cars with the smart contracts on a blockchain to eliminate the middleman, hence making cars cheaper and getting a free vacation out of the deal, which is
Yep.
not a bad idea.
Yep. That's right.
Well, Amazon was recently on a conference call. They may soon be implementing Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's right.
Very soon.
Today actually, because
Today.
it's well today it's the 26th here in New York, so today is supposed to be it's supposed to be some type of announcement. Listen,
Yeah, they
if
just had
that
a conference call, so everybody's pretty much waiting for the word. Listen, we were just talking about them with that whole key operation they got going on now. I see it happen. I don't see why they wouldn't do it. I don't see why they wouldn't do it. They should do it. You know what I mean?
Well, if they don't do it, it's because of everything that's happening right now, right? With the hard fork and just the whole transaction times, all the issues that Bitcoin has right now, because Bitcoin does have its issues right now, big time. So, but if they do take Bitcoin, yeah, I mean, they could do it, right? Because it's not,
Listen, at this point, any
it's if
cryptocurrency
it's
would
done over
work.
the
Even
internet.
Ethereum, if they accept Ethereum, that's a huge plus right there. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, forget it. But I don't know. I mean, if Amazon accepts Bitcoin, I think that's when things are really gonna get crazy. That's when things are really gonna get crazy. But I don't know. Listen, everything's Everything's a rumor at this point, right? So I guess if you bought a little bit of Bitcoin now, you're buying the rumor, and once the news comes out, if it's good enough, you could sell. But or you could keep it,
And
play the
HODL.
trading game. That's right.
HODL,
It's always good to HODL. It's always good to
HODL,
HODL.
HODL.
But
Well, we got two projects that we were one actually that's been out already. I mean, not it's still in its virginity stages. I don't want to say virginity stages, but premature stages. One that is actually still a virgin. But I know you came
Well,
across recently.
before we even get to those projects, because we did put in the topic in the subject line cybersecurity,
Ah, yes,
crypto
we
security.
did. We did, we did.
So I was actually watching a live stream, and hopefully I could push this over to our viewers. Because what I was watching, it was a few guys talking about it. I forget his channel name, but it's pretty disturbing, what happened to him. Actually, two of them,
What?
two guys. So they ended up getting their emails compromised, right?
How?
So what these, so what these, what, nobody knows how, nobody ever knows how, right? So you make it easy for these hackers, right? Because emails can get hacked, right? But if you have the same password on your email account, you have the same password for all your other accounts, that's when things could get bad real quick. So what happened to these two guys? And they would, I'm gonna see if I can find the video. We'll try to put the link in the description tomorrow. But their emails got hacked, and I don't know where these guys are based out of, but it was somebody from New York. Somebody from New York, I guess, hacked into their emails, and they were able to access all of their accounts. And they had T-Mobile. They had T-Mobile cell phones, so whatever. That's why you got to be careful with putting your phone number out there and all this, everything else that could be tied to your email. So pretty much these guys got hacked, and I guess the person went to T-Mobile, okay, somewhere in Manhattan. They went to T-Mobile, and
The
they were able
hacker
to
or the
get
hacky?
the hacker.
Okay.
Okay, so the hacker went to T-Mobile, and they were able, I guess, to wipe their phone. Okay, get T-Mobile to wipe their phone, and I guess get a new SIM card with the same phone number on a different phone. I don't know how the hell. These guys don't even know how the hell that happened. And the guy ended up texting them. Okay, the guy, I guess he ended up texting them somehow. I don't know how. I don't, it's ridiculous. All right. But these guys got hacked, and then the hacker was asking for 10 bitcoins. So obviously he was watching them, and he was able to get into their accounts and somehow contact the guys. No, he contacted the guy's friend. That's what it was. The hacker contacted the hackee's friend. Okay, I guess through his address book somehow, and he said, "Oh, it's me, this and that," with the phone, with the same phone number as the hackee. Is this making, am I like getting things jumbled up here? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
So let's just say a hacker comes, right, and hacks your email, and he gets your phone number, right? He could go to T-Mobile. Let's just say you have T-Mobile. He goes to T-Mobile. Okay, and he gets T-Mobile to give him a new SIM card on a different phone, right? So you lose access to your phone number and your phone service and your email and everything. Nobody around you knows yet, okay? Because it's happened like that quick. So nobody knows yet. You're not able to tell anybody. So that person has that phone, okay, with your number on it. So he's contacting your address book, people that you know, and he's saying, listen, just send me 10 bitcoins real quick. It's an emergency, this and that. And your friend is saying, wait a minute, your friend's saying, what? Like, you need 10 bitcoins? Okay, yeah, I'll send it to you. Whatever. Boom. If you say you need it, it's an emergency. So whatever, that happened to both these guys, and so they were just saying the importance of having two-factor authentication set up on all your accounts, including your email, Gmail, whatever you use as your email service. So yeah, guys, just you gotta be careful. You gotta have different passwords for all your accounts, 'cause this is just gonna keep ramping up. It's just gonna keep getting more crazier and crazier. And it's just seeing these stories and hearing about it is scary. And I had a scare myself a few months ago. I had somebody actually, somebody was able to get my debit card number, and they tried to make some purchases online. I mean, thank God, my credit card company was able to catch on to that, and they didn't let the transactions go through. But I mean, with crypto and Bitcoin, you don't have those same protections. I mean, you're kind of taking on the responsibility that the banks have for you, that they put in place for you. You got to do that yourself when it comes to crypto. So you got to like be extra, 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 extra careful. And yeah, man, it's just these guys were saying like you don't know how. The way he was saying it was like, you don't know until it happens to you. Like he felt like he was just like, he felt like it's kind of like embarrassing and like it hurts. It hurts,
Yeah.
it could literally make you cry. So guys, just be careful out there, because everybody's, like I said before, everybody's coming for your coin, so
Yep.
gotta be careful.
It's the race for the coin. So both platforms that we came across, or I should say Chris came across. Chris came across. That's a tongue twister. Chris came across. Are both internet related? One is a streaming platform, the other one is a website hosting platform. Am I correct in saying so, Chris?
Yeah, I just think that the Freedom Streaming, I came across it. It was it's cool, it's cool, but again, it's another one of those platforms that looks cool. It can really push it could push things to a new level when it comes to, there goes the website there. I'm just gonna be quiet for a second while you scroll through that so everybody can see.
No, go ahead. You can keep talking. I'm just gonna play with it for a second. Actually, we might as well play this right here. Play this little video. Hang on a second.
Live streaming is growing more and more popular by the day. In this day and age, anyone can easily broadcast themselves to the entire world and be heard. The problem is, streaming services and social media are becoming more censored and strict by the day. They control what you can and can't say, limiting your freedom of speech and action. And information leaks and privacy violations are all too common now, perpetrated by every single social media site and streaming site out there. Government entities are issuing subpoenas to social media websites, and in turn, they respond by releasing all your personal information, chat logs, photos, videos, GPS locations, everything. Freedom Streaming is going to change all this. What we offer is a full live streaming platform that allows you to stream from anywhere you want, uncensored, and with no advertisements interrupting your stream. All you need is a webcam and an internet connection to stream on our platform. We take your privacy seriously. Unlike other sites, we do not ask for or store any of your personal information. IP address logs are wiped every 24 hours. Donations between users can be done through Freedom Tokens without revealing any personal information. This allows users to use our site, interact with, and donate to one another completely anonymously. Your information cannot be hacked or subpoenaed. We simply don't have it. Be yourself, say what you want, do what you want without fear of censorship. Everyone's opinion and beliefs have the right to be voiced. And through our platform, anyone can easily reach the entire world live on stream. Connect with like-minded people across the world. Build your own online community. Take back your freedom.
Very
I mean, it's a
interesting,
cool
very
idea.
interesting. So it's almost like the Tor browser, but simplified.
No, I wouldn't even say it's like a Tor browser. I wouldn't even say that.
Along the
It's not a
same lines,
browser
would you
at all.
say? Well, yeah, it's not a browser. It's not a browser, but it's kind of taking on the same actions as Tor.
I
I
mean,
mean,
not
Tor is
really.
completely, keeps you as the user completely anonymous.
Yeah, but again, I mean, Tor is that's like a browsing thing, to look up websites and to cruise the web. This is more like
This is for streaming, though. This is for streaming.
I mean, all right, it's a cool idea, right? In theory, it's cool, but the thing that kills this project right now, right? The thing that kills this project for me right now is the fact that it doesn't have a platform to host themselves in a decentralized nature, right?
Well, I
So
mean, technically, this one, and I don't want to jump ahead, but I will just briefly mention, technically, this and Substratum can
yeah, well that
kind of piggyback
well
off
I
each
heard
other,
about
right?
yeah, well th this is where it gets interesting because I was just, looking around. I came across Freedom Streaming. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I mean, people could live stream. It's going to be completely anonymous. It's going to wipe all your information, like as far as like your IP address and all that stuff. It's going to wipe it after 24 hours. It's going to be anonymous. It's going to be completely private and anonymous, right? As far as like streaming, whatever it is that you're gonna stream, right? Nobody can mess with that. So I thought, all right, that's pretty cool. I mean, you won't be like demonetized, right? Which is the issue that everybody's having now with, YouTube. So I was looking around, and the thing that killed it for me was the fact that it's gonna be hosted on the Amazon AWS, right? The Amazon hosting system, right? So I was like, all right, well, that's a centralized system. I mean, it kind of defeats the purpose, right? For whatever reason, maybe Amazon is hosting something that's streamed through Freedom Streaming that they don't find it to be, friendly in any manner. They could do whatever they're gonna do to either shut it down or whatever. So right now, that's what they're gonna use. They're gonna use Amazon to host this stuff. So that kind of kills it for me, but I looked up the FAQs and they said that they would implement, and they're going to looking in the future to implement something like IPFS or Substratum. And I remember hearing about Substratum a few months ago, so I looked up Substratum and I'm like, Freedom Streaming and Substratum, that's like a match made in heaven right there.
Now, one thing I want to mention before we continue, although these two are actually in play right now, reason why we even brought them up is because they're still so deliciously cheap.
And you know what? Beyond that, let's just put aside investing in it right now, right? Because something like this, you wouldn't necessarily have to sit there and invest and put money in, right? This is something that you could
You can
use,
actually use, yeah.
that you could, with Freedom Streaming aside from the fact, right? Freedom Stream, but when Substratum rolls out, right? Anybody could sit there and remember, anybody's computer is going to be a web hosting service at that point, You're going to be a part of the Substratum network hosting, sites for people all over the world. All right. And you're going to be sitting there, and as long as you have that program, that application running, the Substratum, you're going to be sitting there, let your computer run. Okay. And your computer's connected to the network with computers all over the world. Okay. And you're just sitting there and you're making money. You're literally making money. Like I would sit there as soon as Substratum comes out. I'm gonna sit there and I'm gonna put my computers to work. But you better believe that. And when I put them to work, I'm meaning same thing as mining. All right, I'm gonna have these suckers running 24/7 on the Substratum network, and they're gonna be doing their thing. And I'm gonna be a hosting service now, along with people from all over, whoever wants to take part of the network. And we're gonna be getting paid in Substratum tokens. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Now people won't have to sit there and go, everything will just be done directly through Substratum, man. It's insane. It's insane.
But all right, so we still got people out there that aren't going to want to go that route, and they're going to want to just sit there and just buy and just hold. I think Substratum was at what, 13 cents?
Yeah, Substratum. Yeah, all right, even all right. So now investing, right? So Substratum, that's definitely a long-term hold right there. At 13 cents, that's a steal. At 13 cents, that's a steal.
And
At
what
13
about
cents, that's a crazy steal.
Freedom?
Freedom? Nah, I wouldn't really.
Yeah, but how much
Nah,
is it?
I wouldn't. I don't know. The ICO starts in sometime in November, I think. And they're going to be offering, I think it's going to be 1 billion coins. But I mean, that's, I wouldn't even, I at this point, I don't even know. They have
Listen,
so much work to do.
what doesn't tickle your pickle may tickle someone else's pickle.
Listen, yeah, people, check it out. I encourage anyone to sit there and look at it for themselves, read the white paper, and but again, I mean, that's something. That's something. All right, you're gonna invest in it now and hold your money until they roll out the platform, right? In 2019, because that's when they're hoping to be on Substratum, or that's when they're hoping to be on these decentralized hosting services, right?
Some people that
So,
got the money though don't care though. They'll sit there and invest in everything and anything. You know what I mean? That sounds
right.
good because I mean it doesn't hurt. It's not like it's gonna hurt them.
I would say right
Especially
now,
at 13
Substratum,
cents a pop.
yes. Well, that's Substratum. So I would say right now, Substratum, yes, and Freedom Streaming, no. That's just me, though. That's just me. But Substratum, I'm looking, if I invest now, I'm looking minimum 3 years, two, 3 years at the very minimum. At the very minimum. Because I say within 5 years, they're going to be a heavy player. Heavy player. And that's just from me doing my research, which isn't really that much in depth, honestly. That's just me reading the white paper, seeing one or two YouTube videos, and going through the website itself. Like, I didn't even I, put it this way. When I heard about Substratum a few months ago, I didn't even look into it. Right? I didn't even look in. I was like, oh, all right, cool. It's going to be like some type of hosting service. All right, whatever, decentralized. All right, cool. But then when I heard about it from reading the FAQs today from the Freedom Streaming, and I hopped over to Substratum, I was like, let me check this out. What do they mean? They'll put it on Substratum. And I looked at it, and right there, just from reading the website and the white paper, I was like, this is genius. Now it's incent now there's an incentive to sit there and put your computer to work on the Substratum network as a host, as a host, so that people can sit there and you're sitting there making money. So it's ridiculous, man. It's crazy. So yeah, guys, check it out. Go look at the white paper. Read the white paper.
I'm looking at it on
And
CoinMarketCap right now.
yeah, Substratum, yeah, go to the website, check it out. Now the only thing I didn't understand, okay, it's gonna be a hosting. Well, yeah.
Go ahead. What were you gonna say? Or what were you saying?
It's going to be, a decentralized web hosting service where anybody and everybody can be the host. But again, I don't really understand. So if somebody wants to set up, a website, there's just certain things I don't really understand on a technical level with it yet that are kind of like over my head, but I can see the bigger picture of it. I can see and understand the bigger picture of it. And it also comes down to like a censorship issue, which they talk about, which is true. A lot of people, like they were saying in China and in Russia, they have to sit there and they have to use Tor browsers, right? They have to use VPNs to be able to access the real internet, right? Because in a lot of countries, they're blocked off to these to the internet that me and you necessarily aren't, So they're blocked off to that. They're not able to access that. But with the Substratum network, they won't need to use Tor browsers. They won't need to use these VPNs. They could sit there and go through your browser right now, my browser, they could go through Firefox, they could go through Google Chrome, they can go through Safari, and as long as they have the Substratum running on their computer, right, they could use any browser they want and still be able to access the internet as is, you know, so it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. And at 13 cents right now, I'd say it's definitely a good buy because it's a solid project. It's definitely a solid project.
31 contributors, which is
important. Oh, yeah, there's heavy. Show that again. Say it again, Ruben, but show the GitHub so that it shows the page. Go ahead.
They have, hold on. They've got 31 contributors and 2,800 commits.
Look at that. Look at that right there. All right, show that green graph and talk real quick so the screen goes back to you.
And so this green graph is from between May 22nd of 2016 and today.
Guys, look at that. It's amazing. Look how much work is being done on this, right? This is beautiful. This is something you want to see on every single project. Go ahead, Ruben, talk so that the screen goes back to you.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely you see a lot of activity here, that's for sure. I mean, you got some people backing it. At the same time, though, I mean, that's a good sign regardless of the fact, you know, because like we said, this is already in motion. This isn't technically like pre-ICO or anything, but it's still something good to get into. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, especially at that price. I mean, what the fook? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we've got 2,800 commits. And warnings, update Gradle version.
Yeah, so it's yeah, definitely, I mean, it's a solid project.
It has the backing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no, it's and the team behind that project is a solid team. So, I mean, it's definitely something to look into, guys. So check it out, Substratum. You can also check out IPFS and also check out Decent, DECENT. I think those are similar programs to this right here, and yeah, this is where it's going to, man. This is where it's going to go to, you know. Instead of going to, like, you know, GoDaddy, or instead of going to something like Amazon to sit there and host your website, I guess you can put it on the Substratum network, right? And
yeah. But now, what is that going to do? I mean, don't get me wrong. With every good, there's a negative, and we did start off the show with cybersecurity. You know, so that's going to bring forward a lot of pirates, you know what I'm saying? And I don't mean the pirates like the bootlegging type. I'm talking about people that know they can commit a crime and get away with it.
What do you mean as far as, like, what do you mean? I don't follow you.
All right. So that is a hosting platform that just keeps people completely... it's completely confidential, right?
That's the streaming. That's Freedom Streaming.
Oh yeah,
That's Freedom Streaming, right? But again, I'm glad that you pointed that out because with Substratum, they have their own, like. It's putting governance in the hands of the people now, right? Because when you use Substratum now, anybody that uses this network, that uses this platform, so now we as the people, now we have control, right? We have the governance of what's good and what's bad for the platform. So let's just say, for instance, Steam it, right? You have a lot of spam sometimes, or people that do stupid shit, right? Let's be honest. And I'm sorry to curse, but you have people posting and doing stupid stuff on Steemit, right? And Steemit gives us the power to sit there and downvote these people, right? So if it has enough downvotes and flags, it's just taken off. It's literally like blurred out, and you could see it, but only if you click it and go into it. But it's just voted out. It's voted to a non-existence pretty much. So it's going to be the same thing here with, let's just say people put up something, a website or something on the substratum that, because technically at this point it's decentralized, right? So anybody could put up anything that they want, right? If they're hosting it through Substratum, you could put up anything that's bad. And when I mean bad, I'm talking about terrorist related child pornography, just a lot of bad stuff. So we have the governance now. We're going to sit there, and it'll give us the option to vote this stuff, downvote it or upvote it. So if it's stuff that's really bad, we sit there and we do it ourselves. People obviously are going to downvote the stupid stuff, and it's just, I mean, it
It's
doesn't
going to
get any
be
better than that.
actual, it's going to be input from the actual community as opposed to the corporations.
Exactly. Because remember now, it's taking control because of the decentralization of it. It's taking control away from, the powers that be, right? We are the power now. We are the power. So now we govern ourselves. We govern what we is bad or good. So, and most people are going to go with what's good, So it's cool, man. It's definitely a revolutionary, man. It's insane. So, and it's still at 13 cents, so I don't know. It's not an ICO. It was an ICO in August, but it's still 13 cents. I mean,
Still enough to get your beak wet, that's for sure.
that's right. That's right. So,
How much was it in the, for the pre-sale, do you know? Just out of curiosity, I don't want to end up jumping off a building, but
it was maybe, who knows? I don't know.
less
What
than a
was it? A
penny?
few cents? I don't know if it was less than a penny. I don't think it was less than a penny. It was a few cents. But listen, not even a year ago, right, when I got into ARK, right? And anybody that's not into ARK, it's another platform that I suggest you guys look into, ARK.io. But I got into ARK when it was 5 cents. I'm gonna be real with you, And right now it's been trading between like 3, and it had a high of $4, So 5 cents. Look at the price now. And I could see what the price is going to be next year and the year after, because of the things that it offers. So if this right now at 13 cents, I only see this going up from here. I don't see how something like this could, it's just too much of a polished, they have too much of a polished, thing right now, and granted, I think it's either the end, I think it's either by December, the application's finally going to come out. But I mean, there's no, I don't think there's a working product yet right now. They have a UI on YouTube somewhere where they actually show it in action, but that's going to be a game changer for us, for anybody that wants to run a node, that wants to run the application to host it. If people wanted to make money, like, which is anybody with a computer or probably even a cell phone, to sit there and run the application and be just tied into the network and get paid. It's insane. It's insane.
You're gonna have a lot of
Just grow. How
houses
many?
out
How
there with
many?
hundreds of cell phones just sprawled out on tables and
How many? Think about it. How many websites are out there right now? How many? How many? Everything's on the internet, right? So if everybody just uses that, it's a game changer. It's
was
a
this the
com
one that was this
com
the I was wants to know, does it have competition? Was this the one that you said there's some other ones out there that are similar to it? Which ones was it again that you mentioned earlier?
Descent. I gotta look into Descent more, which is what I'm probably gonna
That's
do
similar to
tonight.
that's similar to this one.
I think so. I think so. I haven't looked into Descent too much, but I
What was the
think
other,
it's the
like
same.
two or three you mentioned earlier, right?
And the other one's IPFS. I think it's Internet something file sharing, Internet Protocol
No.
file sharing, or Internet Program something. But yeah, man, this is just like, this is, it's crazy, man. It's almost like, we can be GoDaddy now. We can be Amazon now. We can host, these servers now. People all over the world, and we can get paid for that. It's insane, bro. It's insane. I have powerful enough computers here that Listen, don't be surprised if I start running a freaking server farm in here now, just strictly on the substratum, and that'll sit there and just pay for rent, you know? Or to
That's
pay for
funny.
people's groceries, you know? It's insane.
That's funny.
You know? It's awesome.
That it is, my friend. Well, I think it's that time of night again.
That's it,
Tomorrow we will
sir.
come to you with some more some details on some ICOs, some fresh ones, pre-sales. That gambling one that you had mentioned earlier, that one's finito, right?
Cash Poker Pro, Cash
That,
Poker Pro.
yeah.
It looks interesting. I mean, you know what it is? There's so many of them out there right now
Yeah,
that it's
I
kind of hard to
know.
pinpoint. But the only thing that I the one thing that I liked about this one, but again, I read it wrong. I read it wrong. You know, but what I would have liked to have seen is if you can run your own poker room, you know? Like let's come out with a cryptocurrency instead of using the tokens to play poker on a poker table, right? Or something. Let's come out with a token, right? Where us, the users, we can start a poker room, you know, and whoever wants to join in, you give them the token. Everybody has tokens, and just like the casino
The guy hosting
takes.
the game gets his
Yeah, just
cut.
like
Like when we
exactly.
used to do the poker games back in the day with everybody, and they used to just crowd around the my
Yeah, where
dining room
everybody.
table, and we had.
Yeah, let's get it to where everybody can be the casino. Everybody can take the house. You know, you host the games. You know, why not? You know, you have people from all over playing on your table. You know, and just for hosting the game. You
You
know,
get paid.
you get paid in crypto. Everything is going to crypto. Car dealerships, web hosting services, gambling rooms. Pretty soon the fashion industry is, who knows, you know? It's freaking, who knows, bro? It's all gonna be. So everything's gonna be decentralized and everybody's gonna be making money off of every little thing, you know? And that's just the way it's
That
going.
be true, my friend. That be true. Well, that'll be it for the evening, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Sphere, Apple iTunes, Google Play Store, Anchor
And
FM.
Anchor.
Anchor FM it be. Soon to be on several other platforms, and then our website will be up.
That's
And
right.
actually, the t-shirts are in the process of being put online also
And we
at an
also have
extremely
guys.
affordable price.
Yeah, we're also going to have the live cooking show coming up next week. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's funny. But
Well,
all right, everybody, have a good night. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Oz, it's been a pleasure as usual, my friend. Have a good
yes,
night. Once again, I'm
peace.
Ruben.
And Chris Crypto, peace, guys, peace.